Since it's talking about that Moshe took his children also, and his children discharim, therefore it's nice to say Loshin Rechiva. Like Rashi says, Shehein Zechorim, Yekost of Loshin Rechiva. His kid children were males, therefore it says Loshin Rechiva. For the Gemara, another Kasher Volksiv, it says, Vehi Recheva Salachamor, it says that she was riding on the Chamor. Yeah, this is talking about when Avigail was going to Dovid HaMelech, that the Dovid had gone to Machlokes with her husband, with Novel, and she went to talk to Dovid HaMelech. So it says that she was riding on a chamor. So the question is, why did the Pasuk say she was riding on a chamor? Here it's a chamor, it's not a camel. So why didn't it say Loshen Yosheva, she was sitting? And the Gemara Mishrim be Susa Delilah. Here it's talking about she was coming at night time, and at night time she's afraid. So therefore she has to sit on it, but Pisik Raglayim, therefore it's Urchahu. It's a normal manner to sit with your spread out legs, therefore it's all right if the Pasuk says it. V'yivoyesem, another Teretz says, Mishum b'isusa delayla leka. Maybe no, Anisha, a woman should not be afraid just because it's nighttime. Nighttime is also not a good enough excuse to ride with a Pisik Raglayim. Now I'll tell you, Mishum b'isusa de David. But yes, she was afraid, she had to go talk to the Melech David, that she had to stick up for her husband, she was afraid what would come out of it. That's why she couldn't sit in a normal manner. That's why she had to sit the Pisik Raglayim. And therefore it's alright the fact she did it. The boy is saying another Teretz says, Bisusa the David Namileke. No, she wasn't afraid of David HaMelech, or even if she was this much afraid, is not enough that an Isha should sit with her legs spread out. Now I'll tell you, the Teretz here was, Mishum Bisusa the Har. Here it's talking about she had to ride up a high mountain. So going up the mountain, there, Poshid, she'll fall off the Chamor. So the only way she could ride up a mountain on the Chamor is by spreading out her legs. Therefore, it says Lashon Rechiva. Fred Gemara, Uvi Araisa Miloik Sif Tomei. Fred Gemara, like we said before, the reason why by Noyach, the Pasuk says, Ubehema Sharinanu Tahira, because there's a Lashon Meguna to say to Noyach. Fred Gemara, is that true? The Pasuk doesn't say Tomei. A lot of Sukkim the Torah say Lashon Tomei. So the Morel, the Pshat is like this. Any time they could say two Lashonis, one like Tomei and one that's not Tomei. One's a nice Lashon, one's not a nice Lashon. So then, Shita, Mishtoi, Beloshnikia. You are supposed to always use a nice Lashon. Speak nicely. Whenever, in order to say a nice Lashon, you're going to have to say a few extra words, a few extra Isiyos, then the Klal is Mishtoi, Beloshnikia. It's better to speak a shorter Lashon, even though then you would have to mention the word Tomei. In other words, Tomei you do have to mention certain times, because that's a shorter way of talking. And Kidi Omar Rav, Hun Omar Rav. Like Rav Huna said over the name of Rav, V'yamri lo, and some say, V'yamri lo, Omar Rav, Hun Omar Rav, Mishum Rav Meir. He said it over in the name of Rav Meir, that the din is, Lo'olam Yishana Odom L'talmido Derech Hitzora. A person should always learn with his Talmidim Derech Hitzora, as short as possible. And Rashi explains simply that the shorter you make it, the more he'll remember it. If you marach and you say too long, he's not going to remember everything you said. But the shorter you say it, the better off he is, he'll remember it longer. So Rashi explains like this. Let's say the Rashi, the second line, the Chol Heicha. Rashi, behind L'Yel, Ikum, I was there, the question is not, if you're telling me now, it's not good to speak too long, therefore the Torah does say the word Tomei. So how come by the Teva, by Neyach, the Pasuk went out of its way to say Asher Enenu Tahira? Why did it say a long Lashon? So Rashi, behind the Liel Ikum, the reason why one place the Torah said extra words, Lalam Dechot, to teach us, She'etzorech Lach Saracha Lashon Akiyah. You are supposed to speak a nice Lashon. So therefore, one time the Torah went out of its way to teach us this Limud. Although Visharim claims the rest of the places, Ksiv Lashon Meguna V'Kotzer. But other places it does say the word Tomei, because there it's a shorter Lashon. Lalam Dechot, to teach us this Yisoid, She'yishan Adam L'Talmidei Lashon Ketzora. A person should always learn, teach his Talmidim in a short Lashon. Because the Talmud will understand it, will keep it with him longer. He'll remember it longer than he will remember something that your Mara is saying too long. Now, Pshita, you have to explain it to him. If the Talmud doesn't understand it, you can't just say it once and say, I'm saying a Lashon Ketzora, that's all. Rather, you have to explain it the best you could. But just while you're explaining it, try to say it as possible in Lashon Ketzora as much as possible. Yeah, it's more vital. Yeah, for the Marakash, is it true The chol heicho dechi hadodi ninhu mishtoi b'loshin kavod. Any time in the term in the pasuk, he could say to l'shoynis a loshin niki and a loshin meguna. It always says the loshin niki better, the nicer loshin. V'horecheves v'yoyeshves dechi hadodi ninhu. It says the pasuk before we had in Shmuel. It says v'hi recheves alachamor. Now the word recheves and the word yoyeshves is the same spelling. It could have said yoyeshves just as well as recheves. Still the pasuk says a lashon recheves, which recheves means a lashon pisuk rabayim raglayim spreading out the feet, which is not so nice. How come the pasuk doesn't say a nice lashon of yoyeshves? It should have said. And the Gemara recheves ksiv. It's not true because when it says a lashon recheves, it's without the vav. So without the vav is shorter. So then the question is, why didn't it say yoyeshves also without the vav? So Taisa asked this question. The second Taisa is recheves. Whatever it says the word Yeshiv without a Vav, it comes to tell us something. It has to be a Drosha. And here we don't have a Drosha. Therefore, Yeshivas without the Vav, it can't say. But Rechevas, it could say it. Therefore, it says the Lashon Ktsara of Rechevas. Yes, nothing more about it. Hanu tre talmidei dehevei yasvei kaimei derav. There were two talmidim sitting in front of Rav. Chadoma, one talmid said a lashon like this. Shevesinon haishmaiteto kidover achar mesankan. Hey, shevesinon haishmaiteto means this learning, this shiur that you gave us, made us kidover achar. First, kidover achar means like a chazir, like a pig. Mesankan, a tired pig. In other words, meant to say the shiur knocked us out, made us very tired. The Chadom, another Talmud said, Shevesinu haishmaiteto, this learning that you taught us made us kigdi misankun, like a tired out gidi, tired out goat-like. So that's a nice lashon, that's not so bad, but the first Talmud, the Chur, that used a lashon of dovrach of a pig, is not so nice. So the marvelo yishtoi rav bahadei dehech, and Rav did not talk with that Talmud anymore. Since he didn't say, he said a lashon meguna, he didn't want to talk with him. So the Gemara Hanu Trei Talmidi Dehevei Yasvei Kaimed Hillel. There were two Talmidim sitting in front of Hillel. V'chad Vinayu Rabin Yechinim Ben Zakai. One of these two Talmidim was Rabbi Yechinim Ben Zakai. The Yamar Lo, others says the Maisa was like this. Kaimed the Rebbe. That the two Talmidim were sitting in front of Rebbe. V'chad Vinayu Rabbi Yechinim. And one of them was Rabbi Yechinim. Now, Chadoma, one Talmud asked a question like this. Mipnei Ma Boitzrim B'tayro. V'ein moiskim b'tayra. I can ask the question, how come the locher is boitzrim b'tayra? It means when you're picking off grapes, when you put them in a basket, the basket has to be Torah. I say boitzrim means picking off the grapes, b'tayra has to be put into a Torah dika basket. Of a v'ein moiskim b'tayra. But when we pick off olives off the tree and put it into a basket, we do not have to use a clear basket that's Torah, but it could be tummy. That was the Talmud's question. Now this is called a Lashon Noki, a nice Lashon. He didn't say, Ein Moiskin B'tamei, but he said, how come the Ein Moiskin B'tayra, how come by the Masika, by taking off the olives, it doesn't have to be in a Torah Dik Keli? The Chadomer, the next Talmud, asked a question like this, Mifnei Ma Boitzron B'tayra, how come when you pick off the grapes, and you put it into a basket, the basket has to be Torah? Abu Moiskin B'tumah, how come when you put the olives off the tree into a basket, the basket could be tummy? See, he didn't use a Lashon Nikiya, he just said, Kapshutay, how come the basket could be even tummy? So either Hillel or else Rebbe answered back, Omar, he said, Muftach ani bozeh shemayra haro b'Yisrael. I am for sure that this person will shtaygeis to be a mayra haro, will be somebody that paskins for Klal Yisrael. Lohoye yom muatim, didn't take a few more days, at shemayra haro b'Yisrael. Until this Rebbe Yechon or Rebbe Yechon Emet Zakai became a mayra haro b'Yisrael. Now, the halach, the terrace to this is, the chilik is, that when you're taking off grapes and put them into a basket, so the grapes start to squash, and some juice comes out. Now, the juice that comes out of the grape, yonichu, you like, therefore that juice is makshir, the grapes, to makabo tuma. So if the basket would be tuma, the basket would be metama, the grapes. Mashenken and olive, the juice that comes out, by just a little squash of the olives, is not choshev juice, you do not need it, you do not want it. It's not called oil yet until you press it out very strong. So therefore, the juice that comes out on the olives, you're not nichuit. Therefore, it's not machshav kabotumah. Therefore, you're allowed to put them into a tomatik keli, into a tomatik basket, because the basket would not be metama the olives. So the Mar brings it down just to show us that it's nice to talk a lashon nikiya and not to talk a lashon maguna. So the Gemara hanu tlosa kahani. There were three kahanim that chadama, one kohen said like this: chadam lu hegiyeni kapul. I received from the lechem aponim. I guess the Shabbos used to give out lechem aponim. How much bread did he receive from it? The size of a bean. The chadama, one kohen said hegiyeni kizayis. I got the size of a kizayis. The chadam, another kohen said hegiyeni kizon of haltor. I got the size of the tail of a haltor, a type of a sheretz, a lizard. Some say. That's the size I got. Which is not a nice way to talk about kodshim. You don't say you got the size of a kizon of haltor. His male abod kuachrov. When the chom heard this, the chom and checked over, looked after this kohen to make sure he's a kosher kohen. Maybe he's a apostle if you could talk this way. They checked him out and they found out something was wrong with him. Shemes psul. Rashi says psul kuna cholol. He was a chol. He's not ready to do the avoda. For the Gemara Akasha, for Yotzinan, we learned. And the boidkin min hamizbeach ulamala. You're not supposed to check out somebody kohen after we know that the kohen does the avoda on the mizbeach. Like Rashi says, ain boidkin then you nyuchsin li shisha. If you want to marry an isha, so you want to find a mecheses. If you know that the father is a kohen that works on the mizbeach, does the avoda, you don't have to check him out further. Rashi min hamizbeach ulamala im shimish b'mizbeach. If the kohen does the avoda on the mizbeach, ain tzarech livdik lamala himen. You don't have to check him out anymore. Why? The imloyhayu roy lakuna, if it wouldn't be roy for kuna, do the avoidam, lohayu manichanais to lishamish. They wouldn't let him be mishamish. Kidithnan, like we learned from Masech Demidis. Lishches hagazish, shom hayu yoishrim bezdin, miyuch se kuna, olivia kokain shinimsa by psul, kishoy roy to lishanich la avoida, loivish karim vyaitse. Has bishas, they start to take to kind, but do the avoida, they check them all out. So any kain that they allow him to do the avoida, it's a rayi, he's a miyuch mecheses. So the question is here, since this kohen was doing the avoda, how come we find out now that he's a psul? How did they let him start doing the avoda at the beginning? And for the Gemara, loy teim Hashem et psul, don't say we found out that he really had a psul, he was a cholol. Ela eima shachat psul. There's something wrong with his midas. Rashi says, shachat hu atzmai hayegas ruach. He was a balgaivenik, this person. Uvazeh, uvmavazeh kotshe shemayim. He embarrassed kotshe shemayim. We're in royal shamus. Shots a coin. We're not allowed to let to do the avoid anymore. Because the kaim lo b'mnoches, avoid am sur lo b'nei arvon coin shein the moed v'kulon after maguna shevem ain lo chelik v'kuna. Any coin that doesn't act nice, that does it's mavaza kachim. We don't let him do the avoid. So that's what came out here. Tach he was in yuchesnes. He wasn't a cholul, but since his midas were bad, we didn't let him do the avoid. V'iboy yisem another teretz is like this. Really, we don't have to check once a coin does the avoid. He made a psul in himself. He did something wrong to make us suspicious that we have to check him out. Now we came out, we found out that after they made the bedika at the beginning, something was wrong there. And Itaka was a real psul. So even though usually when someone does the avodah on the mizbech, we don't check him out anymore. But here, since there was a reyesa, he did something wrong, that made us to check him a second time, and we found out we made a mistake with the first checking, that this coin was a possible. So the Gemara, another ma'isa, who are moi, there was a goy, to have a solik, v'yochol, psochim, v'yushlaim. He used to go early regal, he used to go up to Yushlaim, and bring the Korban Pesach, and he would eat from the Korban Pesach. And like he was making fun now, Omar, he said, Siv, that even though the Pesach says, kol ben necher lo yechaboy, any goy should not eat from the Korban Pesach. And the pasuk says, "Kol orva lo yechol boy." Even a yid, if he doesn't have a bris mila, he's not allowed to eat. V'yanoa, but me, this guy was saying, "Hokachil ne mishufrei shufrei." I ate from the good meat, the best meat of the korban pesach. That's what he was saying. And who was he telling this to? He was telling it to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So Omar le Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said back to this guy, "Mika sofel uchom alya." Did they give you teeth from the pesach, even from the tail? Oh my lay loy, so he answered back, no, they didn't give me from the tail. So Yehuda ben Beseira told his goy, ki solik lohosem, when you go back to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, eimelu, tell the chomim there, sofuli ma'aliyah. Tell them to give me from the tail. So Rashi explains that really, Yehuda ben Beseira saw that he was a goy,
and he was eating from the Korban Pesach, and really he's Mechuyiv Misa, as we'll soon see. Some learn a Goy is Mechuyiv Misa because it's considered like he's stealing. Hey, since he doesn't have the right to eat this Korban, and he's eating it, it's like he's stealing. And the law is, when the Goy does is over one of his mitzvahs, as a Rosan Zui Misosan, so therefore it's Chayiv Misa. I think the Michas Chinuch learns the Pshat is that this lav of Kol Benechel Yechaboy goes on the Goy. That a Goy is not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. If he eats from the Korban Pesach, it's called his over Navera of the Azara, and therefore it was Mechuyiv Misa. His other Mephoshim learned this would not be an Avera for the Goy. The Psham, this Pasuk of Kol Benechel Yechaboy Goy should eat, is an Avera of a Tzitziv upon the Yisrael. A Yisrael is not allowed to give a Goy to eat from the Korban Pesach. But some learned it's not an Avera on the Goy. Therefore, why was the Goy Mechuyiv Misa, like we'll soon see, they killed him? Was because he's over in Issa Gezel. But I call upon him, really, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah should have killed him. But Rashi says he didn't have the power to kill him. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah saw what was going on here, that this was a Goy, and he was fooling the Yidden in Yerushalayim, and he was eating a Korban Pesach. So he wanted that the next time he goes to Yerushalayim, they should catch him and stop him from eating the Korban Pesach. So what did he do? He told the Goy, when you go there, ask them to give you the Aliyah. Let them give you the tail. Now really, the Halacha is, the tail of a Korban Pesach, since the Korban Pesach is a Keves, the locher is that the aliyah is also burnt on the Mizbeach. You're not allowed to eat the aliyah. It has a pot that's hooked there on the Mizbeach. It's burnt. It goes to Shemayim. So the Maisa was this guy, Zatamorak Yisolek, when he went back to Yerushalayim, Omalu Ma'al Yisofali. He told them, give me to eat from the tail. Omule, the Chom there, said back to this guy, aliyah, you want to get from the tail? L'gvoya Salka, that goes to Kodesh Baruch, that we put on the Mizbeach, we burn it, we can't give it to you to eat. So the Chum saw something was fishy here. Is the Omrulei, so the Chum told to this person, Manam Lachahochi, who told you like to ask for the tail? Omrulehu, so this person answered back, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah Omru. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah was the one that asked me, told me I should ask from you to give me the tail. Is the Chum already saw something was fishy here? Is my high the Kamon? The Chum said, what's going on here? Like we know Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah knows the Halacha that you're not allowed to eat from the tail? Rashi says, "My the come on, my hadov razeh shabola fanei. What's going on here?" So both kubas chom saw something was fishy. They checked out this person. They looked him over. The yashkiruhu the armoihu, and they found out taka he was a goy, and the male of a kutlu, and the taka killed him. Like we just spoke out that they killed him. Some of Rosh learned because it was over in Issa Gezel. It's considered like he's stealing from Yisrael, either because when a goy is nimna on the Korban Pesach, he had no right to do it. So it was like stealing the chelik from the Yisrael. Or some of our Hashem learned that the Korban Pesach is still considered mishulchan gevaya kazochli. You're only getting it from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And a guy has no right to eat it, so it's like stealing from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, as the Yisra Gezel, as the Rosam Zui Misosin, the Mechuyiv Miser. And we spoke out already, the Minchus Chinuch learns Pshat, that this love of Kol Benechel Yechaboy, this is a love that goes on the guy himself. He's not allowed to eat from a Korban Pesach. And the cloud is, anytime a guy is over in Avera, he's chayiv misa for it. Therefore, the Chum went and killed him. So the Gemara shochu led Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah. So the Chum now sent back a message to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah. Shalom luchor Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah. Like Shalom was sending back peace to you. Like we're giving you a thanks. The at bin Tzivin. You're living in the Tzivin. That's the place where you live. U'metzudcha u'metzudoscha perus of Yerushalayim. And your traps, your nets are set out even in Yerushalayim. In other words, because of you, we caught this guy that was eating the Korban Pesach. So now, the famous question is, how come Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah himself did not go early regal to bring a Korban Pesach? It's mashmeh that he just sent a message, or he told this guy, when you go back the next year for Korban Pesach, speak like this. Mashmeh, he himself did not go early regal, he himself did not bring the Korban Pesach. What was his ptur? So Taisa speaks out, in the Taisus Mi'al Yikosofi, he says, if Yehuda ben Maaseiah shloi olu l'regel, yesh loimus, some give a teretz, shloi hoye loi karka. He didn't own any karka. Mashmah, if you don't own karka in Eretz Yisrael, you have no chiyah to go olu regel. Or yizokin hoye, or else he was an older person, shen yochol ala bragda, he couldn't walk anymore. Depotim mi pesach kamemriya. The same way he's potter from olu regel zayin, he's potter from the Korban Pesach. Inami, a third teretz, Taisus says, nitzivan chutz loretzi. Nitzivan, the place where he lived, Taka was in Chutzlaris, Kudamukha Vesefri, Perak Rei. So according to this Teretz and Taisus, somebody living in Chutzlaris has no chiv to bring a Korban Pesach, and who didn't have no chiv to be early regal. And chiyah to go elu regal is only people living in Eretz Yisrael. They have a chiyah to go up to Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash. But if you live chutz from Eretz Yisrael, you have no chiyah elu regal zem. That's Tosfos last teretz. Mashma the first two to argue on this, and that got brought down to machlokes rishonim. To shail also in the Gemara and Gittin, but elu regal about the in Bavel to go elu regal or not. So in the shaila. Now, Kopon Reb Yehuda and Maseira did not go elu regal. So therefore, I just told the guy, when you go back next year, tell them this, and that's how the Chacham caught him. So the Gemara, Rav Kana Cholish, Rav Kana was getting sick. He shadru Rabbonin, the Rabbonin wanted to know how he was feeling, if he was still alive or not. So Rabbonin sent the Rav Yeshua Brei the Rav Idi. They told the Rav Yeshua Brei the Rav Idi, go and see how he's feeling. Omrule zil bodek maidine. Go see how Rav Kana is feeling. Is also Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Rav Yeshua, Brei the Rav Idi went to visit Rav Kana. Is Ashkechei denach nafshei. By the time he got there, he was already nifter. Already died already. Is Kara the Levushei. The first thing he did was he raised kri, he ripped his begodim. V'yahadri lekari lachurei. Now before he went back home, he turned the rip to the back. That could they, when the people first see him, they shouldn't be so shocked to see that he was nifter ready, Rav Kana. So he didn't want to shock them. Like Rashi says, Ahadri lekari lachurei. Shlo yevinu mar lehedye v'yotz libam. But they should not realize as soon as they see Rabbi Yeshua that he has the Godim ripped, they'll understand that Rav Kana was Nifter, and everybody feels so bad right away. He didn't want to like scare them right away. Therefore, he turned around his rip in the back, they shouldn't see it right away. Uvachin, he started to cry. V'osi, and then he came back to Chomin. Is Omru Lei? So Chomin asked him, is it true that Nach Nashe, the Taka died? Omru Lehu, he answered back. As Rabbi Yeshua told the Chomin, no, like Kimna. I don't want to say that. I don't want to speak it out of my mouth. I don't want to say that he was nifter. Why? Because the pasuk in Mishlei says, "Umoitzi diba huksil." Somebody that speaks out things not nice is called a fool. In other words, not nice to say somebody was nifter. So he didn't want to speak it out to say beferish that he was nifter. So the Gemara Yoichnan Chakuko Nofik Lekraisa Yoichnan Dekodin Chukoi. And Taisa says Pirsha ben Chananel Seifer. Chukoi means Rabbi Yoichnan was a Seifer. Re-pierced, re-explains, Meir Chaku Kahoy Yibesef Yeshua. That's the city where he came from. Lako upon him, Nofik Christ. He went out to the fields to see how the Tfu is doing, how the Tfu are growing. So the Gemara Kiyosi, and when he came, Omrule, they told him, when he came back, Omrule, the Chom asked him, Chitim Nasu Yofis. Everybody wants to know, how is the wheat doing out in the field? Is it doing good or not? Omalehem, so he answered back, Sairim Nasu Yofis. You should know the barley is doing very good. In other words, the wheat was not doing so good. But he didn't want to say like something not nice. He didn't want to say himself, the wheat is not doing good. Therefore, he would rather say a lashon to say that the barley is doing good. So from that, we should understand that the wheat is not doing so good. Is Omru Lei, so Chom said back to Yechanan, say, Ubasel l'susu mechamorim. Go and tell your news to the susu mechamorim. Go tell the horses and the chamorim about this. You see, because the pasuk says, "Hasorim v'yatevin l'susim l'rechesh." You know that the serum, the barley, who do you feed barley to? You feed it to the horses. In other words, they said, "Faket, what are you telling us? What the barley is doing? Barley is not something like men eat. The ikah for barley is to give it to the behemoths." So the more my heavenly lemaimer, what lashon should he answer back? Because he didn't want to say the chitim is no good this year. But what other lashon should have he said that we could understand it? So the Gemara says he should have said, "Ishtakeid." Nasu chitim yofes. He should have said, you should know, last year the chitim were doing good. And from that we would understand that this year it's not doing so good. And now another pshat is, adoshim nasu yofes. He should have said, lentils are doing good. So for now we'll understand, lentils are good, but not wheat. Like Rashi says, the bottom Rashi, adoshim nasu yofes, maichalodim. This is a maichalodim. So we should have said this loshin. But Kopon, we see, he was makbid not to say something bad. He only said a nice lashon, and from this we'll understand that something else is not so good.
Yeah, all right, we'll go now a little bit, learn a little bit on Daf Dalet already. So the Gemara, Rav Bar Achvo to Rabbi Chiyo, or Bar Achte, Rav.